Thousands evacuate California's wildfires. A ministry readies response. An audio ministry celebrates its 40th anniversary, and God turns a collegiate ministry inside out. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More evacuees join the nearly 1 million displaced by California's wildfires Wednesday. Bill Adams is the Disaster Response Services Coordinator with the Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee. He says because they're not first responders, they have to monitor the situation as they ready their response. Already, the challenge in rebuilding looms, as did in the fires of 2003.
Fundraising becomes very difficult because people around the country see on the news the expense of homes, and everybody thinks that the people that are being affected have a lot of money. That's not the case. We spent over a year building homes up in the mountains, and there were a lot of low-income homes there, but we had to get our money from a partner agency.
Adams says their work always opens new doors for ministry.
When they see the good works that caring Christians bring to a community, it affects them. And they always ask the question, and we tell our people, be prepared to give an answer. So invariably, we have the opportunity to pray with people and to share the gospel.
Next, the incredible crime problem in South Africa hit the missions community hard Tuesday. Transworld Radio missionaries Doug and Madeline Schumacher were viciously carjacked and kidnapped at gunpoint in Johannesburg. Their attackers warned the Schumachers they would be killed. TWR's Ray Allery says a global email went out, and what happened next was miraculous.
The man was holding them at gunpoint, and he said to them, I was going to kill you. But he said, you obviously have people praying for you, and I am not going to kill you.
While safe and unharmed, the kidnapping has victimized more than the Schumachers.
When these events happen, it traumatizes everybody that hears about it, all the missionaries that are working there, because for many months to follow, everybody questions whether it could happen to them.
That questioning and instability initially slows down their work. Pray that the TWR team recovers quickly and for protection for the team. You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation Mobilization's Good Shepherd Community Church in India is growing. 200 new churches were added this year, as well as 4 years' worth of pastoral training programs planned for churches in the region. People are giving their lives to Christ, and their faith is being strengthened by the growing movement of the church. One new Christian said that she had no one to stand by her until she became a Christian. Prayers are needed for church workers who serve despite threats and persecution. Meanwhile, Audio Scripture Ministries has marked 40 years of providing God's Word in audio around the world. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says their future vision comes from a today commitment.
There are believers in many countries who can continue to record God's Word in their heart language. They can minister in other areas in Scripture media. The second area of need is the development of a technical staff to train the nationals. The idea is to reproduce our ministry everywhere we can and anywhere that we find people who are willing and able to do the job.
Dudenhofer says now is the time to act and pray.
We realize that down the road, many governments probably will not allow outside funds to come into a country to provide support for some of these ministries. So we need to get into the countries that are still open and at least give some of the ideas and some of the tools to the national believers to get them up and running.
And Life Action Ministries' Collegiate Impact Team works to equip and challenge believers to be part of campus transformation. As a result of their work at Radford University, a Campus Crusade for Christ team member says she's seeing God change their student movement from the inside out. Students now have a desire for holiness and are choosing to invest in other students. The best part is, it's not staff-driven, but heart-driven. Go to our website if you want more information on their work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.